Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Candidly Eclectic. Today is a follow-up to the episodes about cooking from last 2 weeks. Today we'll be talking about baking. Whether it's cakes or cookies, we love baking all the things. So join us as we discuss our memories, tips, and tricks, plus our dream desserts to make. Since the cooking episode was so long it got split into two, we're going to keep the intro short and roll right into it.
Thank you, Shay. What is your favorite thing to bake?
I like making cake. How about you?
Brownies, cookies, cakes. I make a really good apple pie.
Okay.
Like, but I do the apple slices by hand. I cut the apples, I peel the apples, and I do it by hand.
Okay.
So that I make that every other Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Or every Thanksgiving, yeah. So.
All right.
I'm in charge of that.
Do you prefer baking sweet or savory things?
I'm gonna have to say sweet.
Me too.
Yeah. Like, I don't mind, like, savory, like, have you ever made soft pretzels before?
Yep.
Yeah. That was a process, kind of.
Yeah.
Like, I got so frustrated with trying to make the pretzel, like, with the dough, like, get it to go in that. It was so complicated. So I just made pretzel sticks.
Hey, it works.
They still turned out to be pretzels.
Okay.
Do you bake often, or is it a rare occurrence?
Right now, it's a rare occurrence. It used, like, in winter.
It's, I think, much that's more the frequent. Best. Yeah,
because fall and winter much more frequent.
Because, like, spring, you summer. Want the homey taste to come out. And, like, you're cold. It's not too cold yet in the fall, but you want to make, like, the apple-y stuff. Yeah. Like,
well, in my case, pumpkin. I know you don't like pumpkin.
Yeah, I don't like pumpkin. That's the other food I don't like. Pumpkin. From the previous episode. I bake as often as I can. So, like, for birthdays, like, I will have a, like, this weekend, I really wanted to, I was like, you know what I'm really in the mood for? Let's make brownies.
Okay.
And I realized I don't have brownie mix. And I'm like, all right, I'm not making brownies today. it depends. Like, when we do Christmas cookies, it's a tangent.
No, for it.
When I was younger, I used to love making Christmas cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the actual Christmas cookies, like sugar cookies, and, like, doing the Santa, the candy cane, the snowman, the gingerbread men, the Christmas train. We have over 20 Christmas cookie cutters in a Ziploc bag that we dump out. And when I was younger, my younger brother and I, my mom would do the dough. We would get the cookie cutters, and we'd just go to town. And then we'd split the dough, and then the decorating part, I would just decorate. And now I'm like, this past year, I had no interest at all. Like, I have no interest anymore. I'm like, I would just want to do plain sugar cookies, no icing, no nothing, just and my mom goes, you know, you're gonna decorate them, right? I'm like, no. She goes, well, then what was the point? I'm like, but I don't have any interest anymore. I don't have that OCD decoration to sit there for 6 hours nicely putting icing on each individual cookie. But we do other ones, too. They were called hot cocoa cups.
Okay.
You remember those?
Yeah.
They were legit. That's a dessert that I made. For the dough for the cookie, for the actual cocoa cup, was something completely different. Then we had to make the chocolate sauce for that. And then we had to put the chocolate into the cup. And then we cut up mini marshmallows in fours. And those were the mini marshmallows. And we had to get the pretzels, break them, and then dip them. They were cute. That was a cute process. They were cute, but the process to make them was too long. Cute, but way too long. And then by the time you wanted to eat it, you're like, I don't even want it anymore. Witch's fingers. Okay, this is gonna sound gross. Witch's fingers, it's just sugar cookie, but when you roll out, you have to, like, you roll it into a ball, and then you, like, roll it into, like, a snake, and then you have to, like, pinch the sides to make it look like a gnarled nail. And then you bake it, and then you put the red gel on it to look like blood. And then you use a, I think a walnut or some kind of nut for the nail, actual nail, and you, like, put it on. And then when you put it on top of the red gel, that's, like, supposed to be the blood, and then the indents for the your knuckles, you have to, like, get, like, a fork and, like, which was cool. And then you use, like, cinnamon on top or, like, something to, like, make, like, them look dirty. You saw the picture, right, years ago?
Yeah.
That was probably one of the best desserts I enjoyed making.
Okay.
Because it was so fun, like, the process, that was fun. I actually want to do that again for Halloween this year.
Okay, okay.
So, sorry for the tangent.
You're good. All right. Is there anything that you never use in your baking?
Coconut.
Sweet potato.
Ooh.
Like, there, my classmate in high school made sweet potato cookies for, like, every...
Oh.
And...
Were they supposed to be, like, a natural, like, organic food? Organic dessert?
She just called them soft sweet potato cookies. I never tried them.
I've never heard of that.
Really popular every time she bought them, so I don't know.
Okay.
I would make bacon cinnamon buns.
Ooh. Wait, bacon?
Bacon cinnamon buns. She's looking at me the same way she looked at me the first time I uttered the phrase hot dog peanut butter.
I don't think I blinked for 2.5 minutes right now. Bacon,
yep.
Cinnamon bun.
Yeah, they're very good.
So salt and sweet.
Yep.
So like chocolate covered bacon.
I love cinnamon.
I know, bacon. But like almost on like the same like sweet and savory type deal.
I made them. We found them senior year.
Okay.
Beginning of senior year. And my one friend who has since passed away, which, like, breaks my heart.
Yeah.
So I'll say his name because he's passed away.
Sorry, guys. I'm eating a slushie.
He won't be upset.
Yeah.
But his name was John.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, oh, my gosh, we have to try these things. And he was like, who wants to make them? I was like, we'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, okay, Shay's gonna do it. This is gonna be great. And so I made enough for the whole class. And it was world cultures class, first class of the day.
Oh, nice.
So I told them.
I loved my world cultures class. We should do a high school episode. Like a school episode.
Okay.
Sorry. Continue.
So I told them one week on Monday, okay, I'll bring them in on Friday. Nobody eat breakfast if you're going to get full.
Yeah.
And I remember the teacher was like, okay, bring them here in homeroom that way. You don't have to navigate the hall.
Yeah.
Carrying a giant
container of
cinnamon buns and having everybody be like, what's that?
Yeah.
So I dropped them off during homeroom, then I went to homeroom, checked in, then went to first period, which is that class.
Yeah.
And I just remember the guys being like, this is great.
Yeah.
Can we try them now? You're an angel. You made this food for us. And I'm like, oh my gosh. It's just bacon cinnamon buns. But then they were such a hit that I had to make them like 3 more times throughout that year. So, like, the teacher gave me permission. He was like, on the last day of finals, we can have it.
Yeah.
Graduation morning, you guys can have them.
Nice.
So, I made them a couple times. And I still... If you get the Oscar Mayer fully cooked bacon, it's pretty easy to make.
Mm.
Like, I don't do them from scratch because that just takes too long.
Yeah.
But the key is...
I want to look up this recipe because it's intriguing me, yet...
It's in my head.
So it's that kind of recipe.
Yes. I wrote it down, but
all right.
I will share now. So you take Pillsbury Grand cinnamon rolls.
Got it. That's
and
easy.
You unroll them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you take the, you could use regular, like, uncooked bacon that you cook a little.
Yeah.
But I don't trust myself to cook it all the way, so I always use the Oscar Mayer fully cooked.
Okay.
And you warm them up so they're warm, but not
crispy.
Not crispy.
Okay.
And then you put the end of the bacon in the middle of the cinnamon bun.
Okay.
And then roll it back up.
Oh, okay. So it's in. Okay. Yeah. I know what you mean. I'm envisioning this. So it's like you unroll the cinnamon bun, lay the bacon in it, and then roll it back up.
Yep.
Okay.
Then you pop them suckers in the oven for however long
the container says.
Then you ice them like 5 minutes after they come out of the oven, and it is a good time.
I want to make a batch, but I'm scared that nobody else is going to eat it but me.
We can make a batch here if you want.
Okay, we can do that one day. I will make a batch, and I'll bring it to you.
Okay.
When you're recovering.
Okay.
Deal?
Yeah. But, yeah, so, like, as I said, bacon in my baking, but I won't put sweet potatoes in there.
I've never heard of sweet potato cookies, ever.
But, like, the last week of school, that teacher was like, let's just have essentially a cakewalk, or whatever they're called.
Yeah.
Where everybody brings a cake, and then there's, like, a game, and then you win.
Okay.
And then you get to choose what. So that girl made the sweet potato cookies. I made the bacon cinnamon buns. Another girl made, like, chocolate molasses cookies, which were really good. But it was fun. And I loved that class. It was such a, like, good class. So.
Sounds like it.
It was fun.
Did you take a cooking? Did you ever take a home ec class?
Yep.
Like, cooking?
Yep.
I did. It was, like, my junior or senior year?
I took mine junior year.
Junior year. I don't remember, but we made the really good snickerdoodles.
Okay.
And we learned the parts of, like, the egg, and we, like, did, like, the whole... It was weird. The final in that class was weird, too.
Yeah.
I was like, what was the point of doing a final in this class?
The final for my class was you had to make a 3-course meal.
Mine was, we had, like, a written test, like, the first day. It was, like, a 2-part thing. I think we had, like, the written, and then we also had to... bake something.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
And nobody could help us. And I was like, sugar. Like, no! Now that's really testing my patience.
Yes.
And my ability to cook without asking, Mom, what do I do?
Yeah.
Where's this? How much is that? What number are we on again?
We are on 5.
Okay. My turn, right?
Yes.
Is there a secret ingredient in any of your baked goods?
I don't know if this counts, but, like, when I make brownies, little bit of vanilla extract.
Ugh.
Hey.
Sorry. That actually sounds really good.
It's really good.
You've made brownies for me, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Do you do the powdered sugar on top?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Or, like, lemon bars, if I'm making them, I put a little bit of butter extract in them to make them a little bit more buttery.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good. A lot of extracts. Like,
yeah.
We, family recipe, I don't know it off the top of my head. I'd have to look in the recipe book.
Okay.
But we have a butter cake. Not like the ones that you get in the convenience stores. Like,
okay.
It's the more the texture of a pound cake, but it's not a pound cake.
Okay. I don't like the butter cakes. So, my dad loves them, and I'm like...
But we use...
It makes my teeth cringe.
Butter extract in that. And then there's one recipe, it might be that one, where you use a 1/16 teaspoon of rum extract.
Dang, I didn't think they made a teaspoon.
They do, I have them in the kitchen, I'll show you later.
Okay. Our secret ingredient would have to be applesauce.
Okay.
Because it's better than oil.
Yeah.
And it still works. So my mom made and like lemon zest. She'll actually take like the zest of a lemon for like pretzels.
Those are good.
She's in charge of pastels. I'm in charge of like everything else.
Okay.
When we do like the Christmas cookies and stuff. But the secret ingredient that she usually uses is applesauce. And it's like healthier. It's like a healthier version.
Okay.
It still tastes the same.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of like 4 tablespoons of butter.
Yeah.
And you have like the oil, the butter, so it still works.
All right. Okay. Do you decorate cakes or cupcakes that you make?
Yes.
I
do.
I think I meant to say, do you decorate them elaborately or just
no,
like a
I
little
just,
bit?
I just decorate. So the ones that I made baseballs,
those were cute.
I decorated them. It looked like a 4-year-old did it, but like I was trying so hard. So I was testing something new because I saw it on Pinterest for like a birthday party. I was like, oh, we were doing a baseball themed event, right?
Yeah.
And I had a birthday party for my nephew the next day. So I decorate them. But like when you've seen my OCD when I decorate sometimes.
Yeah.
Like I put icing on a cake, I am like I'm literally turning the plate and icing it. Oh,
Icing.
Sorry, guys. I'm losing steam already. I'm icing the cake while I'm turning the plate to make sure it's all even and everything. And I'm literally looking at every inch of the cake to make sure I didn't miss anything. So, yeah.
Okay.
I do.
I have tried elaborates, but they don't.
I don't do
out.
Like the hardcore, like what you see on like cupcake war,
yeah.
Like cake war. I don't do it like the whole fondant stuff. Yeah, I don't have patience for that.
See, I like fondant, so
it's too sugary.
Okay. That's the next question. Do you use icing or fondant?
Icing.
Fondant. Fondant. However you want to say it.
Fondant. It's like cake wars.
Yeah.
For, the buddy thingy, the guy who makes the
Ace of Cakes.
No.
Oh. No, that's Jeff Goldblum.
That's Buddy.
Buddy's cake boss.
Yes, cake boss.
Too many cake people.
Yeah, that's the only one I know. I've seen some of his episodes. Some of the cakes are gorgeous.
Yeah,
but
he charges too much for cannoli.
Fucks. No, not even. I exaggerate a little bit, but. I could make.
He wanted $6 for a mini cannoli.
$6?
Yep.
That's actually, the grocery stores are a little bit.
No, for one this big.
Oh.
At least at the location that just closed down because it was overpriced. In Marlton, it's gone now.
I've never been there.
I went with my friend when it first opened.
What was the name of it?
Carlo's Bakery.
Oh, I think we did go. Was it you or somebody else?
No, I went with a friend named. You don't know her.
Okay.
She's a former coworker. I haven't talked to her for a while. I should.
I went with somebody else.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know why we were in there. I think we were just in there just to look, check it out. Like, the cakes are nice.
Mm-hmm.
But the process to, like, decorate them, hot, like, it's just too much. Like,
yeah.
You do all that work, and people are just going to cut into it. Like,
yeah.
Why do all that work? For literally nothing.
And when
you get no recognition for it.
And when you start using Rice Krispies instead of cake to, like, make a shape, I'm like,
yeah.
Is this cake, or is this just
for decoration?
I've seen
them use a PVC pipe.
Yeah.
To, like, keep the cake together or something. I'm like, sir, that's not a safe idea. I understand. Oh, like, they'll use, like, wooden dowels. Like, yeah. Wooden. I'm like, is this something we can eat or something we have to just look at? Hmm. All right. Do you bake your own cakes for birthdays or buy them? I think we answered this last episode.
Yeah.
On the birthday episode. We asked this.
I buy them. If anyone's just tuning in.
Yeah.
Unless I'm making the chocolate beet cake.
Yeah, that. Oh. I love the chocolate beet cake so much. If I had the patience to do that and get my hands that dirty, I would gladly do it. But we buy them. Mm-hmm. We just had an ice cream cake.
Very nice.
And I haven't had an ice cream cake in years, so it wasn't bad.
Okay.
It's still too sugary for me. The icing is just too sugary.
All right. If you're buying cakes, do you go to the supermarket or a bakery?
Or, like, a kid's first birthday, you go to a bakery.
Mm-hmm.
Which I get. Usually a supermarket.
Okay.
We used to go to a bakery.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think that bakery closed down, and now we just go to the supermarket.
Okay.
So.
For myself, generally do supermarket unless it's like a Hallmark birthday.
Yeah.
But for my mom, she likes a very specific cake that I attempted to make, and you will hear about this in a couple questions when it's what is your biggest baking fail?
I don't think I have a baking fail.
I attempted to make the cake,
mm-hmm.
and it was a disaster.
Oh no.
So I always just go to the bakery, and I'm just like, please make this for me.
Where's the closest bakery near us now?
Mount Laurel.
See, there used to be one in Medford called Sunflower.
It moved to Mount Laurel.
That's where I got my brother's military cake.
Oh. Okay.
My younger brother, who went into the military 4 years ago, I went to Sunflower.
Mm-hmm.
It was right in Medford. Yeah. Loved it. Now it's a pizza place. Now it looks like it's a piece of paper on the door and closed down.
They changed ownership.
None of these places can.
But Sunflower.
Handle. I
got
love
a bigger location.
Okay. As they should.
Yeah.
Sunflower is delicious.
But my mom's upset.
They did a great job.
Because
I think I still have pictures from it.
Because Sunflower took over the bakery that made the cake that she loved.
Oh.
And they just went out of business, and now it's Sunflower, and she doesn't know if Sunflower will make it the same way Randolph's did.
Okay.
So, yes. Okay.
My turn?
Yep.
Okay. What is the best thing you've ever baked? I'm going to say the chocolate beet cake. That was flippin' delicious.
That or the bacon cinnamon buns, according to my high school friend.
Okay.
Because they were all like, please make it again. And I'm like, what is this? What?
It's like Monica and the candy.
Yeah.
From Friends.
I'm like, what is the problem? You're all of age.
You all can make this yourself. So.
Yeah. How about you? What's the best thing you've ever made?
I'm going to have to say the hot cocoa cup cookies.
Okay.
Or like that, or the witch's fingers. Those are like the best two that I've.
So. Okay. What is the worst thing you've ever baked?
I don't think I have anything that I baked that was awful. I can't think of anything. So I don't think I have anything for that question. I have nothing on that.
Okay. I have an answer.
Okay.
And this might be controversial.
Okay.
But it's zucchini bread.
Never mind. I don't think I've ever had zucchini bread.
I did not properly
dice up
the zucchini.
Okay.
So I was getting
like chunks.
No. And like it like sensory wise, it's ruined zucchini bread for me. But I'm like, I can't do this. This is so bad. And my friend, because we made it during home ec class,
yeah.
My partner for the
class
project was like, I'm blaming you for this. I was like, I know, it's my fault.
Yeah. That is so funny.
We were supposed to dice an IQ. Oh, no. But, like, the chunks were bigger. I was like, oops, sorry. Same basic shape.
But a little bit smaller.
Okay. What is your biggest baking fail?
Just me in the oven. We don't get all... So, trying to check, like, especially with cakes and cupcakes. So, pulling out the rack, the middle rack in the oven, and trying to get the toothpick and test the cupcakes to make, or whatever is fully cooked, and then eventually burning my hand. Yes, I do. I have a burn on my one hand. There it is. That's from making brownies on my wrist. Oh. That's from making brownies. It's okay to have the oven. I don't do well with the ovens. So I had, I went to check. I think it was cupcakes.
Okay.
And then I went. They still had, like, 2 minutes left. So I was like, I put them back in for, like, at least a minute and a half. And then I went to put the rack back in. And then my hand, my other hand was, like, underneath. And I was like, oh, okay, I think we're good. And I went to take, and I, like, went up really quick. And I'm like, sugar! So, yeah. Okay. Me, it's just, Daisy does not do well.
Okay.
Just ovens and I just don't like the heat. Feeling the heat. Because I feel like I'm like,
Yep.
So, yeah, baking fail was burning my wrist on the oven when chucking a dessert. What about you?
Mine is so the cake my mom likes.
Yes.
Is white cake with, I believe it's called vanilla silk filling, which is like almost a pudding filling.
Okay,
but
that's a weird texture.
She told me, she was like, oh, it's just white cake with vanilla pudding filling. I was like, I can do that.
Yeah.
No problem. There was a problem.
Oh, no.
So I took the cakes out, let them cool.
Yeah.
But apparently I didn't let them cool
long enough
to put cold
ice
pudding on them.
Oh, and they...
So I layered the pudding on.
Yeah, and it started falling apart.
Oh, no, the top layer slid right off onto the floor.
I was like, so sorry for laughing, but that is actually kind of funny.
I was like, look at that. My whole day just got ruined. But I'm like looking and I'm like, well then. And I had to like shout down to my mom where she lives and I'll be like,
Mother,
this cake's not going to work out the way we hoped it would. And she was like, what did you do? I was like, I tried to put the pudding on the cake and the pudding just slid right off. And she's like, did you put the full amount of milk or water or whatever into the pudding mix? And I'm like, yes. And she was like, when you're trying to mimic the cake, don't put that much milk in it. So it's a little bit firmer. And it's not just like, I'm like, oh.
Now you tell me. You couldn't have told me that 25 minutes ago when I was making it.
I was like, I got this wrong on several levels. So now I just go buy the cake every year now that...
Nice, yeah.
But this is the first year Sunflower will be open for her birthday at that location.
Yeah.
So I have to see. And I tried to get it last year.
Yeah.
And I called in August for the September birthday, and they were like, we're already completely booked for September.
Really?
So that's a lot of stuff. I have to call in, like, July.
Yeah.
To get,
or even June.
Yeah. So I'll call in July or June this year and, like, be like, can I just get the dang cake, please?
Yeah.
But they have a really good chocolate raspberry cake.
Okay.
Highly recommend it.
All right. I just got a normal... military cake from there when they were in Medford for my younger brother's deployment, for getting into the Army. Very nice. My mom saved the cake topper. And it's been 4 years since, like, she still has it. I'm like, this thing has been sitting in the refrigerator for 5.5 years, and you still have the cake topper.
Yeah.
Like, why? It's like the sugar, it's like the fondant thing. I'm like, it's broken. Throw it out! Like, why do you still have it? Anywho.
Okay. You're the next one.
What is your best baking success?
Probably the bacon cinnamon buns, because I executed that on the first try.
Nice.
And, like, it's kind of tedious to get the bacon at the right consistency. Yeah. You don't want to undercook them, and then it's like,
wiggly, wiggly.
But you don't want to overcook them, so it's like,
crunchy, crunchy. More. Oh my god.
And then you don't want the bacon to be, like, peeking out of the cinnamon bun too long, because then the heat will burn the bacon that's not secured into the cinnamon bun. So I'm like, okay. But I got it on the first try, and I'm, to this day,
very impressed.
11 years later, very knocking nice. On wood, never messed them up.
Very nice. Very nice.
How about you?
I'd have to say the hot cocoa cups and then the witch's fingers. Because the witch's fingers were, like, so fun to make. I was going to a Halloween party at my aunt's house in Pittsburgh. So we brought an old friend, an acquaintance of mine. We made them together. And we were literally sat at the kitchen for, like, 3.5 hours making these things. And it was a fun process.
Okay.
It was a long but fun process, but it was still
fun. Okay.
Yeah. Do you make the same recipe every time you bake, or do you try new ones each time?
I'll say I don't edit recipes. So, like, let's say I'm making the chocolate beet cake. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to add anything.
Just make me that for my birthday for the rest until I die.
I'm not going to, like, add anything to that because I'm used to it. But, like, if I'm just, like, I want to bake today, I'll try a new recipe.
Yeah.
But, like, if it's, I'm making bacon cinnamon buns today, I follow my recipe.
Yeah.
If it's, I need to make chocolate beet cake, follow the recipe.
Yeah. You have to follow the recipe on that one, yeah.
If I'm, like, if I'm just in a baking mood, I'll go on Instagram or Pinterest or whatever and be like, what looks good?
Yeah. I sent you a recipe on Facebook.
How about you? What do you
I just follow the recipe. And if, like, there's something new, like, when we were doing, so we always do pizzelles, the Christmas cookies. My mom tried a different sugar cookie recipe, which wasn't bad. I'm just not a sweets person anymore, so I really have no interest in cookies anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just give me a bowl.
Yeah.
I'll have, like, maybe, like, one cookie with, like, no icing on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm content.
Awesome. So,
but I usually, if there is a recipe that catches my eye for baking, like, for next year for cookies, maybe, my mom made a, it was some kind of jam cookie that had, like, the jam in the center of it. It was
okay, like thumbprints,
sort of.
Okay.
I don't remember the name of it, but it the look of it looked really gross. It just looked like somebody, like, what's the word, on the cookie.
Okay.
Because it's like the jelly or, like, the jam, like the, I think it was like apricot.
Okay.
Like, for the center, and I think the color of that plus the brownness of the cookie didn't really look appetizing.
Okay.
Just whatever comes, like, we try to stick to our normal, like, sugar cookie base, our pizzelles recipe. But if I find a cool recipe for a new set of cookies. I'll show it to my mom. But, yeah.
Okay.
Stick to the recipe. If you had to go to a dessert party, what would you make to take to it?
I would make the chocolate beet.
Yes!
And cut it into, like, little, like...
Yes!
Individual pieces and put the little fancy, not chopstick, toothpick in it.
Yeah.
And then be like, it's a little hors d'oeuvre.
Yeah.
But it's a dessert.
There you go. That works.
Because it is really good. And that's a Mary Berry recipe.
Yeah.
From, I saw it in
London, right?
Yeah. I saw it in a Berry Royal Christmas.
Yes.
Which was Prince William, Princess Catherine, and Mary Berry for Christmas a couple years back.
I don't know what I'd bring.
No.
I usually go the easy way out.
Okay.
Don't judge me. I usually do the, like, brownies.
Okay.
Or, like, chocolate chip cookies. But all usually right. with the chocolate chip cookies, I will do, like, the dough by hand. Like, in the mixer. Not, like, the tube of chocolate chip. Not the Pillsbury. Yeah. Nestle Tolaus. If you don't know what that means, it's a Friends reference. It's a show. Maybe Nestle Tollhouse.
All right. The follow-up question to that one is, have you ever been to a dessert party?
I don't think so. If so, I don't remember it.
I'm considering the one from school.
Yeah.
So I'll say yes.
So. All right. What is the most challenging recipe you have tried to make?
That dang vanilla silk pudding cake. But it shouldn't have been that difficult.
You are so caught up on this.
But I just watched all my hopes and dreams slide right off.
It's like the 10-layer cake from Sleeping Beauty. And they're using the broom to like, and the candles are like melting down.
Oh,
sorry, I didn't mean to reference that to your cake that you tried to make. The most challenging had to have been the hot chocolate, the hot cocoa cup cookies, because that was very tedious, and I had cramps in my fingers.
Okay,
so.
All right. Have you ever tried to recreate a baked good you've seen online? Or would you try to in the future?
No.
Okay. I will attempt to make that little rubber duck pool cupcake situation.
I think with that, we should do it at my house.
Yeah.
Because I have the bigger kitchen.
Yeah.
And my oven works at 275.
Yeah. My oven.
No offense.
Has to be, like, the one in my kitchen. It has to be
like
set.
400 in order for it to be like 350.
It's a 50 degree difference. And it's just like, come on. And it's a new oven too, but they're like, we can't fix that. And I'm like, yes, you can. And they're like, no, we can't. And I'm
yes, you can, but you don't want to come out here and actually do the work. Stop being lazy. What is the biggest thing you've learned from baking?
Follow the recipe.
Yes.
In some situations, you just have to stick to the recipe.
Yes. Absolutely.
Like, cooking, there's a little leeway.
Yeah.
You can mix up, some tweak, stuff. Do whatever, spice
as,
it up.
As I've learned
baking.
From... No, you can't. If you have too little of something, you can't add more or else it's going to overpower. And then by the time it's done, you're like, oh, I put too much cocoa powder in this.
Yeah.
Or I put too much nutmeg. And then you're like, oh, I just ruined the dessert.
Well, the one kid I used to babysit, He told me, I got there, and he was like, Mommy is mad at me. I was like, why? And he was like, just messed up the cake. I was like, what cake? And he was like, I tried to make a cake. I was like, oh. He was like 7 at the time. I'm like, what happened? He's like, I put in too many eggs. Oh. I was like, oh. And then his mom walked in, and she was just like, baby, I'm not mad. I just said next time add more flour. Then your only problem is you've got more cake.
Ah.
And he was like, but you were a little mad because I used all the eggs.
Oh,
and I was like, oh dear.
Dear goodness.
And he was just like, I really thought I needed 7 eggs.
Oh.
I was like, you put 7 eggs in the cake? And he was like, yeah. And I'm like, how many eggs did it ask? He said, 3 eggs, but I put 2 boxes of cake in, so I put 7 eggs in.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, that's technically only 1 too many, so I'm kind of impressed here.
Yeah.
But he was wearing the dough, like the batter, when I got there, so I was like, it's bath time now.
Yeah.
But I'll always remember that. Next time, just add more flour, and then the only problem is you have too much cake.
Yeah. Patience.
That's a good one.
Patience. And don't keep opening the oven when you have like 2 minutes left.
Because then it slows it down.
I hate when people tell me, or certain family member, did you check it yet? It's not time yet. And, like, we have an oven light, so, like, I can turn on the oven light and I can peek in.
Yeah.
But it's the constant opening the door and testing, and I'm like, shut the door!
Uh-huh.
You're like, but I got it. No, shut the door. Let it bake. My turn?
Yeah.
What is your favorite flavor combination? Ooh.
I love chocolate raspberry.
Okay.
I love it so much.
I like the chocolate meat thing that you made. It was flipping delicious. I like anything chocolate.
And apple.
Like any apple cinnamon, I'm fine with. Blueberry. We just tried a blueberry pie from the Red Barn on 206 by our house.
Not good?
Yeah, the blueberry was great.
Okay.
But there's no top crust on a blueberry pie. They have, like, little, what's the word? Crumbs of, like, nutmeg. And I was like, oh.
Okay.
I was like, I did not like that.
Oh.
So I, like, flicked them off. My mom loved it. But I was like, there is something in here that doesn't. Like, right away, I said something. I was like, there's my taste buds. I was like, she goes, why are you making that face? I was like, she goes, you don't like blueberry pie? I was like, I love blueberry pie, but. This has a funky taste.
Okay.
It was the nutmeg crumble.
All right.
And I was like, nutmeg and blueberry do not go together. I think they just might have answered. I just answered the last question.
That's okay. Go ahead.
Favorite flavor? Chocolate and vanilla. Okay.
And then final question is, what is your least favorite flavor combination? Are you going with blueberry nutmeg?
Yeah, because that was awful.
Okay.
It was, the blueberry was great.
Oh.
But the nutmeg on, like, it was like cinnamon nutmeg crumbles, whatever you call them, on top. They're like, there's no legit, you know, like when you make a blueberry pie, you have like the crust.
Yeah.
And then you like do the little fork indents. It was like a naked cake or naked pie, if that's the right term. It had no crust on top.
Okay.
So,
mine is chocolate lemon.
Oh, and coconut.
Okay.
Sorry, I can't. Gosh forbid we forget coconut.
Mine is chocolate lemon. Chocolate. I like lemon. I do not like them together.
Yeah, no, that, no. No, no.
Like, I tried, it was a chocolate lemon pie, and I was just like, this might be the worst thing I've ever eaten in my life.
It sounds kind of weird.
No one really liked it, but we didn't make it, like, seriously. We made it to the recipe,
yeah.
But we made it, like, as a let's see how this tastes. Nobody's feelings were hurt in
trial.
Holbeck.
I call them trial baking.
Well, nobody's feelings were hurt. It wasn't that big a deal. Just nobody liked it.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay. But that brings us to a close.
Yes, it does.
Okay. So, with that, yet another episode of Candidly Eclectic has come to a close. Thanks so much for tuning in. We really appreciate the support. As always, you can contact us at candidlyeclecticpod@gmail.com, or you can follow us on @candidlyeclecticpodcast on Instagram. Catch us on Spotify, Amazon Music, Podcast Index, Fountain, and True Fans. New episodes drop on Wednesdays. We'd love to hear your feedback. We hope you have an awesome day, and we'll see you again next week. Bye, everybody.
Adios.